KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut, 784-3678. And taking a look at sports here this morning, high school basketball last night. A lot of games around the area were postponed or canceled. And some of them were played, though, in the Bluegrass Conference Tournament on the boys' side. In the consolation round, it was Seymour beating Orion Maxburg 71-37, and Twin Cedars was a 48-23 winner over Iowa Christian Academy. In the Bluegrass Conference quarterfinals, the Ankeny Christian Academy beat Mouton Odell 92-34. Lamoni was a 56-47 winner over Diagonal. Mormon Trail beat Moravia 73-61, and Murray a 65-52 winner over Melcher Dallas. Boys games that were postponed last night, Green County and Winterset, Red Oak and Arweva, that was moved to February 1st. Fremont Mills against Bedford and East Mills against Griswold. Missouri Valley against Westwood, all those games postponed last night. Girls side, the games in the area were also postponed. Atlantic and Trainer girls were postponed. East Mills and Griswold, Missouri Valley versus Westwood, Bedford versus Fremont Mills, and Red Oak versus Arweva. Once again, all those games postponed from last night due to the weather. The latest AP High School boys basketball poll was released yesterday by the Associated Press, and in Class 4A, Iowa City West is top-ranked, receiving 6 first-place votes. Sioux City East is ranked second, receiving 3 top nods, followed by Des Moines Hoover, Cedar Falls, and Des Moines North. In Class 3A, Oskaloosa is top-ranked, followed by Cedar Rapids Xavier, Mount Pleasant, and Norwalk are tied for third. Glenwood comes in at number 5 here this week. They receive 1 top vote, and Harlan is at number 6 here in Class 3A. In Class 2A, Western Christian top-ranked, followed by Van Meter. Cascade Western Dubuque, Trainer is 4th, and South Hamilton at 5th. And in Class 1A, North Lynn top-ranked, followed by Grandview Christian, Remsen St. Mary's, Bishop Garrigan, and Georgia Little Rock the top 5. St. Albert jumps into the poll this week at number 9. That's a look at your AP High School Boys Basketball poll released yesterday. Moving on to college basketball, Iowa State went scoreless for the final 4 minutes and 10 seconds of the second half, and Texas pulled away for a 73-57 win in Austin. The Cyclones never led as they fall to 2-6 in the Big 12.
Man, we just got no rhythm. We just could never get any pace going to the game. You know, the more we wanted to run, the less it seemed we were trying to run. And then when we got to the basket, you know, it was the presence at the rim, or it was, you know, missed opportunities, and they did a good job.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. Texas center Mo Bamba had 24 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots as the Longhorns held the Cyclones to 39% shooting.
They're an elite defensive team in the half court. You know, they got Bamba at the rim, so they can switch and do some different things where he can make up for some things. But we tried to get it going. We tried to get it going, and every time we tried, something kind of knocked us down again.
Lindell Wigington and Nick Weiler-Babb had 15 points each for the Cyclones, and freshman Cam Lard held his own against Bamba with 12 points and 12 rebounds.
I feel like we got out to a slow start tonight, and they had answers for all our defensive sets, and so, I mean, we just couldn't execute on the offensive end and get back in front.
Lard played well in both games against Bamba.
Yeah, I mean, I go out and give 110 every night, same thing. I mean, I look at every game as if it's just a regular game. I just go out to win every night, and we just fell short of that tonight.
And once again, the Cyclones fall there to Texas 73-57. The crowds are growing at the Knapp Center, and so is the confidence as Drake begins the week at the top of the Missouri Valley standings with a 6-2 record. The Bulldogs are coming off a 61-58 victory over Missouri State, a game they won despite making only 3 of 26 from three-point range.
We hadn't really won a game where we struggled to shoot. We're a really good shooting team, and, you know, normally if our shots aren't falling, we hadn't known what to do in the past. But to do this, to prove this, that we can do that in front of a big crowd in a game that means a lot in conference plays, it makes us really happy, and I hope it makes everyone else happy because we're fired up about it.
That senior guard Reed Timmer, first-year coach Nico Medved grabbed the public address system mic to thank the crowd after Saturday's game.
I just think that, you know, it's just fun. You can start to see some of the energy in the community and in the fan base, and I think I want them to realize how important they are, you know, and so it's just important to us to thank them for coming out, and hopefully we can continue to grow the fan base here.
The Bulldogs host a first place showdown on Wednesday night when they host Loyola. The Ramblers are also 6-2. In the Valley. In other top 25 men's basketball last night, North Carolina cracked the top 10 in the AP poll, but the Tar Heels probably won't be there next week. Justin Robinson scored 19 points and Ahmed Hill added 18 as Virginia Tech topped the 10th-ranked Tar Heels 80-69 in Blacksburg. Hill scored 7 straight to start a 13-3 spurt that put the Hokies ahead 64-51 with just under 8 minutes to play. Joel Berry and Luke May each had 23 points for North Carolina, which dropped to 16-5 overall. Another top 10 upset happened in Fort Worth as Alex Robinson contributed 17 points, 9 assists, and 7 rebounds to carry TCU past number 7 West Virginia, 82-73. Desmond Bain scored 8 of his 15 points in just over a minute early in the second half, part of a 12-1 run that put the Horned Frogs ahead 47-34. Miles Bridges poured in 31 points, and 6th-ranked Michigan State shot 68% in beating Illinois 87-74. Keita Bates-Diop scored 14 of his 20 points in the second half to lead the 13th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes to their fourth victory in 8 days, 64-59 against Nebraska. The Buckeyes surpassed last season's win total by improving to 18-4, despite James Palmer Jr.'s 34 points for the Cornhuskers. Villanova maintained their hold in the number one spot in the AP Top 25 college basketball poll out yesterday, while another bunch of Wildcats found themselves sliding out of the rankings for the first time in nearly 4 years. Kentucky is out of the poll following losses to South Carolina and Florida. Kentucky had been 18th before falling out for the first time since March of 2014. Villanova claimed 63 of 65 first-place votes, while second-ranked Virginia and number 3 Purdue received one apiece. Duke and Kansas round out the top 5 and are followed by Michigan State, West Virginia, Xavier, Cincinnati, and North Carolina. St. Mary's beat Gonzaga last week to move back into the poll at number 16. UConn remains the unanimous number 1 team in the AP Women's poll after continuing their triple-digit winning streak. Mississippi State is second ahead of Baylor, Louisville, and Notre Dame. Moving on to other notes in the NFL. A couple of NFL teams have filled their coaching vacancy. Pat Shurmur is the new head coach of the Giants after 2 seasons as the Vikings offensive coordinator. Shurmur inherits a team that went 3-13 under Ben McAdoo and interim coach Steve Spagnuolo. He returns to the head coaching ranks for the first time since leading the Browns in 2011-2012. Steve Wilks has agreed to a 4-year deal to serve as the Cardinals head coach, a contract that includes a 5th-year option. Wilkes served as the Panthers' defensive coordinator this season after 5 years as the team's secondary coach. He replaces Bruce Arians, who retired after 5 seasons and a franchise record 50 victories. Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield, Louisville signal caller Lamar Jackson, and running back Bryce Love of Stanford are finalists for the Lombardi Award, which will be presented on Saturday. All three were finalists for the Heisman Trophy, which was won by Mayfield. Penn State running back Saquon Barkley, Alabama defensive back Minka Fitzpatrick are among the finalists, as are Central Florida linebacker Shaquem Griffin and Iowa State linebacker and quarterback Joel Lanning. The award is given to the nation's top player based on performance as well as leadership, character, and resiliency. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports has been brought to you by Walnut Woodworks and Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 784-3678. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.